this setting the bar story, kind of a bless your heart sort of example.
Never stop learning. I'm not going to say that I wasn't guilty of something very similar.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without realizing you have to push the AC button in your car to get the air conditioning to work, then you're doing okay.
Or not realize that your vents are just closed. I didn't know.
You gotta open the vents. Look at that.
I didn't know to just push it to the side. I didn't know.
At least it wasn't as expensive
that
a fix.
That was the cheapest fix
that
ever.
I was gonna say.
$0.
You gotta love that.
Yep.
Well, you and Haley should hang out and have a drink sometime because she's 25 and you should never stop learning.
Yes, I did bring my car into the dealership yesterday and I said, my air conditioner is not working. He said, let me come take a look. So he gets in my car, he presses some things and he said, listen, I know it's not a hot day and all, but this thing is blasting cold air at me. I said, there's no way.
There's no way.
I've spent the last 2 weeks sweating in my car. Oh. The thing's broken. He said, Did you try pressing the AC button?
Did you try pushing the AC button?
No.
I said, no. No, I didn't. I didn't know I had to press a button. I just thought I put it on cold. It was going to blow cold air at me. And that's new to me. So I'm 25. Yep. You learn something new every day.
Yep. The comments were not kind to her.
No, they were not.
There was a lot of bless your heart.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of she is on the road.
Yes.
comments.
Yep. Yep. Oh. But you know what? At least she took it to the mechanic, where those are the places you can learn those kinds of things.
Yeah, and you know what? They might have a funny little chuckle afterwards, but you know what? They're probably going to talk to someone else later in the day that is going to just be just like that.
I am fully, fully convinced that the mechanic I went to who just showed me how to simply open my vent some conversations about me afterwards. I bet.
Let me show you something cool.
I bet.
Let me show you something real,
like, oh, wow.
Real neat.
I didn't know that because it does have a very, very hard to see little graphic on it.
That reminds me.
You're supposed to slide it open.
That reminds me.
I was like, why isn't there air blowing out of this at all?
One time.
It's closed.
When I called a repairman for our dryer.
Yeah.
And I was like, my dryer's not drying anymore. It works.
Yeah.
Like it's spinning the clothes around.
That's the worst.
But there's no heat.
Yeah.
And so they come. And literally 90 seconds later, he said, it's fixed. And I
90
said,
90 seconds? That is quick.
I said, wow, you are talented. What did you do? He said, I turned the gas on to your dryer because at the time I had a gas dryer.
Oh, well.
And it had been turned off.
Turned the gas off?
Because there was a pipe back there that someone was working on.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, oh, okay. He still charged me for the service.
How much did that 90 seconds cost you?
I was, I think, a $100 visit.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Ooh.
Anyways, we all have those moments, right?
$100 and 90 seconds of work.
That's a pretty good rate.
That's a pretty good rate.
So again, set to the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without realizing you have to push the AC button in your car to get the air conditioning to work, you're doing okay.
You know what? She's probably not the only one.
Right.
I'm probably not the only one.
That's right.
What was the little stupid tax you had to pay? What kind of thing did you learn?
Yes, we've all
Let
been there.
Know.